Well, Alex, I'm going to say commiserations on that. You drove an excellent race, and then there was just that 5-second penalty, which means you didn't get your first win of the season, but you still drove a great race.
Well, obviously, it's not my first F4 race that I've ever won. I had to win last year in New Jersey. Well, the funny thing is that I actually had two wins, but the first one was taken away from me. I got a 30-second penalty, so I didn't even finish on the podium. The second race of the weekend, I made a mistake, didn't win. Third race, I won the race by a long time. Long shot, but I guess it's good news that I got a penalty in a way because it means that I get another chance to win, and it's going to feel even better because of redemption. I'm really happy with the result today. I'm happy that from third place we were able to salvage third place, kind of a win, kind of not a win. I'd like to give a huge thanks to my sponsors: Roden Liesenfeld, FLS Group, BBC Chartering, Transcar Projects, Marshall Logistics, Oxbow Mega Transport, Atna Pharmaceutical Consulting, as well as Easy Drift Technologies.
That shows a good recall of your sponsors, Alex. I'm impressed. You had to wait a long time today because of the weather conditions this morning to get into that race. Was it difficult to sort of keep yourself and your momentum going, ready for the race?
I mean, it definitely got a little boring at times. I wasn't too happy with waiting around, but I'm glad that we got to race on a dry Donington, because even with the one test day that I've had here, I don't think it's ever been 100% dry. I really enjoy myself out on track. It feels just like it does on iRacing back at home, and yeah, I feel like I've prepared properly for this race, and now it's time for Brands Hatch just in 2 weeks.
Absolutely, and you've got your British F4 third place trophy. Well done, congratulations.
Thank you.